الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد على آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our protector. And we begin by sending peace and salutations upon his beloved and final messenger, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I hope and pray that you're all doing well by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And We find ourselves, my brothers and sisters, with only 4 days to go till the month of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, you know, I think back to a year ago when there was, of course, a lot of uncertainty and anxiety with regards to the month of Ramadan, a lot of question marks as to how we are going to spend Ramadan in a way that we have never spent before, most likely. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped us, and alhamdulillah, we were able to do whatever Allah gave us tawfiq to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. And subhanallah, I still find it quite remarkable that, you know, when we talk about last Ramadan, some of our brothers and sisters will tell us that it was actually perhaps one of the best Ramadans that they have spent, that they have ever had. Subhanallah. You know, who would have thought that in the midst of a pandemic with all the anxiety and uncertainty, people would actually enjoy Ramadan so much that it would be the best Ramadan that they ever had. So alhamdulillah, this is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once again, we ask Allah azza wa jalla to give us the opportunity, the blessing of witnessing the month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. My brothers and sisters, you know, a few weeks ago we were talking and things were looking up. You know, the vaccines were rolling out. They still are, but they were rolling out, and you know, there was a sense of optimism, and the weather was getting warmer, and people were getting out, and we thought, okay, this is it. You know, like, we're done, and Ramadan's going to be great, and we're going to be gathering with families to offer Taraweeh, and you know, things will be going back somewhat to normal. But we did mention that Ramadan was still not totally in the clear, and there was a chance that there would be restrictions coming back, that they could tighten. And subhanAllah, you know, here we are now, 4 days before Ramadan, and we find ourselves in a pretty precarious situation. And you know, I never like to start off with doom and gloom and making people feel worried and, you know, and just sharing bad news. So that's not my intent. But it's important, I think, for us to be aware, to know what the situation is, so that we behave accordingly. So the situation is that hospitalizations due to COVID-19 have never been higher in the pandemic than they are right now. Okay, so when we hear doctors and the premier and officials talking about that the situation is very serious, the reality is that it actually is, because hospitalizations, like I said, have never actually been this high ever in the pandemic, even compared to last year. The ICU, the intensive care units, are actually getting filled up with younger people who are more seriously ill than before. Okay, so the rates of hospitalization are up, infections are up, and serious illness are also up, and not just for the elderly now, but for younger people, people who are relatively young, you know, middle age or even younger than that. And subhanAllah, we're also hearing of many cases in the Muslim community as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure everyone of our brothers and sisters who are ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, and we ask Allah azza wa jalla to shower his mercy and forgiveness upon all of those who have returned to him. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Now, once again, you know, we are in a similar situation to last year, where the prospect of not making it to Ramadan or not making it through Ramadan is very real. And I like to mention this because, you know, every year we talk about this, you know, how there's going to be people who are going to be planning for Ramadan, but they will never make it to Ramadan because it's not the qadr of Allah, you know, it's not the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them to make it to Ramadan. Or, you know, we talk about people who plan for Ramadan and they make it in, but they don't complete the month of Ramadan. And we talk about that, and it's true. But once again, especially because of the pandemic, you know, that prospect becomes very real. you know, what if Allah wills that I have to spend the entire month, may Allah protect us all, but what if Allah has written that I'm going to spend the entire month in the ICU, or the last 10 nights, the last 10 days in hospital, where I'm not able to worship, where I'm not able to do the things that I want to do. Of course, it's the qadr of Allah, we can't change that. But what we are supposed to do is, our job is to try our reasonable best. What Allah has willed, He has willed, and it will happen. But our job still is to try our reasonable best. And, you know, we were here at KMA, we were actually really looking forward to finally welcoming everyone to our renovated Musalla. As you can see behind me, the carpet has been installed, mashallah. You know, things are looking up, the finishing touches are alhamdulillah, coming along. So we were actually really hoping that, you know, we would be able to welcome everyone, of course, while following public health guidelines and laws, to the Musalla safely, and especially our sisters and our children, because we know that when we have age restrictions in place, like age 8 plus or 13 plus, we know that many of the mothers are not able to come, and we know many sisters are also not coming as well, you know, due to various reasons. So we were actually really looking forward to having that opportunity of having people join in. There's a lot of wind blowing into the microphone. Give me a second here to try to deal with this. So that should make it better, inshallah. So as a result, we have had to adapt our plans. And, you know, it's a tough decision because, look, we don't want to deny people the opportunity to pray, those who really want to. But there's a number of different things that need to be balanced. So first of all, first and foremost is health and safety, okay? Because our health is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, we have a responsibility as individuals, but especially as organizations and as leaders, to make sure that, you know, whatever we're doing is respecting people's health and safety. So that's number one. We also have to balance, of course, our respect for public health guidelines. We can't do something which goes against directives, which goes against you know, laws, and that is something which, of course, would not be acceptable either. But at the same time, we've also got to balance people's spiritual and mental health. You know, and I like to say that just like, you know, essential services are open for the body, like grocery stores and pharmacies and hospitals, we provide an essential service for the soul and for the mind. And therefore, you know, what we provide is actually really, really important for our well-being. And we also want to ensure that we try to give equal access as much as possible, you know, so that we're not making the masjid or the musalla, you know, a place that is exclusive to only a few people who can just come and pray, and that it's close to everyone else. That's something that we don't want to do. So it's actually a very difficult balance to maintain. Now, the stay-at-home order is in effect. You probably got the, you know, the two emergency alerts on your phones yesterday from the Ontario government. So the stay-at-home order is in effect. However, it does allow going out for worship. So going to worship, going out of your home to work for your necessities, and to go worship at a place that is allowed to be opened, that is something which you are allowed to do. So therefore, inshallah, during the month of Ramadan, we will be having Salatul Isha. And, you know, we were debating this as well, that we want to do Taraweeh, but what is the responsible length of time to have people here so that we minimize the risk to individuals, especially because this version 2 of COVID is, it seems to be, you know, very, very infectious and, you know, transmitting very, very quickly. So we decided that, okay, we're going to have, inshallah, 4 rak'ahs of course, 4 rak'ahs of Isha Salah, and then 4 rak'ahs of Taraweeh in the Musalla every night. And then those who are praying can go home and complete the rest. You know, whether you do 8 or you do 20, or you want to do more, you do that at home. Inshallah, we will do 4 in the Musalla. And our capacity is limited at 15%. So that means a maximum of 50 people. And actually, if you notice behind me, there's a sign for those who are watching online. Where is it? There you go. See room capacity there in the corner? Where is it? Right there. Right there. Okay. So each room actually has 15% maximum capacity. And the capacity is posted as well. So it's not, you know, just the entire building's 15%, but actually per room. So maximum of 50 people total. And for Salatul Taraweeh with Isha, we will have daily registration just like for Salatul Jum'ah. Okay, it will open at 8:30 nightly, inshallah. There's no age limits for Taraweeh and for Isha in Ramadan. So children, you know, babies, if mothers, you want to bring babies, you know, that's all fine. But we're asking that it's a maximum of 3 people per household. So I know, mashallah, you most likely have more than three people in your family, but we want to limit it to three people per household. There's a reason for that. And also, we ask that you come on alternating nights so that we give a chance to more people. So this way, we hope that everyone who wishes to come for Isha, for Salat al-Taraweeh, will get at least a few nights, including mothers and including children. Now, I know that families won't be able to come together, and that's something that we really wanted to do. We wanted to give you the opportunity to come with your family all together, to have that experience. Mom, dad, you know, children, grandparents, whoever wants to come could come together. But with such limited capacity, we were already anticipating that spots will be filled up within minutes. And if we allow more than three people from a household to come, what's going to happen? It could potentially mean that only a few families will be praying. And we want to give everyone, you know, a chance at least. We want to try to open it up as much as possible. So this is for Isha and for Taraweeh. There's no washrooms or water that's going to be available. You will need to bring your prayer mat, your mask, and we'll have, you know, really strict adherence to physical distancing and respecting the room limits, the capacity limits that are posted for each room. Because once again, the risk is serious. The risk is high, and we want to try to do this as safely as possible. You know, there are cases of places in worship, in places of worship, in masajid, of transmission, and that's something, you know, that I think inshallah can be avoided if we are all strict in following and respecting the guidelines. So, you know, distancing, no handshakes, no hugs, no open food for iftar, no socializing. You know, we want to try to use our Ramadan to the best of our ability and not blow this opportunity, inshallah. For Salat al-Jum'ah on Fridays, inshallah, you know, we'll be doing what we are doing today, which is that we're praying outdoors. I'm indoors right now, but I'm going to go outside. And it's age 13 plus. And I know I feel bad saying age 13 plus because there are children, you know, even those, you know, who are quite responsible, mashallah, and they want to come out for Salat al-Jum'ah. But really, it's so that, you know, those upon whom Salat al-Jum'ah is fard are able to offer it. That's why. Because even now, all of our sessions, like last week, we had four sessions for Salat al-Jum'ah, and they were all pretty much sold out, you know, or they got filled up by the end. And that was mostly with adults, you know. So and if we allow children, of course, then we're going to run out of space even more quickly. And those who really, you know, should be praying or need to pray Jum'ah, they're not going to get the opportunity. So that's why we have this age restriction, at least for the time being. Now, my brothers and sisters, let's take a step back and look at this great approaching guest of Ramadan. The approach of the guest is similar to last year, but a little different. So I like to consider it because, you know, it's always good to look back. We look back year to year, right? Last year to this year, what's the difference? How are we doing? You know, how are we going to approach Ramadan this year? How can we improve it? So when I compare Ramadan this year to last year, I like to think of it as a hybrid. Okay, it's a hybrid form of Ramadan. What do I mean by hybrid? So, you know, there is a stay-at-home order, okay? So there's not to be any iftar gatherings, okay? So you are not allowed to go over to anyone's house. Anywhere, okay? So no iftar gatherings. And, you know, we have the opportunity to pray together. Most of the stores are closed or have restrictions. But schools will be open after spring Ramadan break, the first week of Ramadan. And of course, the work is open for more frontline workers. You know, teachers weren't going to school to teach last year. They were all online if they were teaching at all. But now this year, you know, those who are teaching in school will have to go to work. You know, and many other places are open, which were not last year, last Ramadan. So there will be more people leaving home going for work. Last year, everything was closed. So basically, if you summarize that, what do we have? We have more distractions compared to last Ramadan, but still not many opportunities to gather for worship. Okay, this means that we will all need to work a little bit harder. What are we going to have to do? We're going to have to work a little bit harder to create a Ramadan environment inside the home. Okay, so just so that we are mentally prepared, the first day of Ramadan, inshallah, the fasting will begin at 4:52 a.m., okay, which is actually pretty good compared to a few years back when we were right in the middle of summer. Okay, so 4:52 a.m. is when it starts, and iftar, inshallah, the fast breaking is going to be at 7:50 p.m., okay? So 4:52 a.m. to 7:50 p.m., and the days are going to get longer gradually as we go into Ramadan. And Salat al-Isha on the first night will be at 9:14 p.m. and we'll be praying here at 9:30 p.m. inshallah. So theoretically, if you pray Isha early and you offer Taraweeh, it is possible to go to sleep and squeeze in about 5.5 hours of sleep or so, and then get up for Suhoor, and then maybe sleep a little bit again after Salat al-Fajr. Now, once again, I'm going to encourage families to offer Salah in Jama'ah. Okay. You can come to the Musalla for ages 8 plus for the regular prayers, if possible. But still, you know, if possible, still have an area of your home as a masjid, if you're able to do so. Okay, so create a mini masjid inside your home. You know, leave the prayer mats there if you can, and decorate it, or, you know, set it up nicely if you can. And have timings for Jama'ah inside your home. You know, if you want, you can follow our Musalla timings. You don't have to, but you could. So that, you know, we're all praying at the same time. I mean, it's not required or anything like that, just symbolic, but, you know, it just makes it easier. So you could do that, or you could have your own timings, but have posted timings, like have some sense of order, you know, some orderliness to that masjid inside your home and the idea of praying Salah in Jama'ah, you know, so that children and those who are not able to come to the Musalla, or even if you're not able to come, you know, as a family, you have something that you're doing. And what could be better as a family to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together? Okay. So that means brothers, you know, get ready to lead. Okay. Brush up on your Quran, especially the days maybe you're not coming to the Musalla, you know, to lead Salah at home, lead Taraweeh at home. So, you know, brush up on your Quran, maybe learn some more, you know, refresh yourself for leading Salah once again. And maybe also one thing I noticed last year was that many families actually had a routine for watching Islamic lectures. You know, there were some really good series online that were happening, coming out every day and every night in Ramadan. So people were gathering, families were gathering together to watch, you know, those short clips. So that's a great idea, mashallah. So Islamic lectures or short clips. And inshallah, we will also, we're also planning to have Sunset Live once again every day, so that, you know, you can gather before iftar online with your family, we as a community, and we hear the adhan at the iftar time here in Canada. And, you know, we can learn you know, remind ourselves about different things, inshallah. Okay, so we'll be having that. That's the plan. You might also want to set goals and activities, you know, for your family and especially for the kids. You know, we've got a great activity with the balloons and daily du'as, a great, you know, live craft tutorial coming up online on Sunday at 5 p.m., inshallah. You know, it's a great way to meaningfully decorate your home, you know, for Ramadan, and also, you know, do something that will help keep children motivated and connected through the month. Sister Hafsa will be running that tutorial, inshallah, on Sunday at 5 p.m. Just go to canadamuslims.ca/Ramadan, and you'll find all the information for the session, the craft session on Zoom, and also all of our programming, all announcements, timetables, calendars, lectures, everything related to Ramadan is on our Ramadan portal. So canadamuslims.ca/Ramadan is where you can go and get all the information, and all announcements will be posted there as well, inshallah. For my youth friends, boys and girls, you know, try to set some goals. Maybe it's memorizing a portion of the Quran. Maybe it's reviewing Quran that you've already memorized. Maybe it's watching or going through a series of tafsir lectures. And there's some great, you know, series online, mashallah, on YouTube. And also for everyone, you know, setting some time for dua, which is really, really important, especially before iftar. You know, at the time of iftar, try to reserve the last 5-10 minutes. You know, maybe while you're watching Sunset Live, and, you know, at the end, we'll try to give some time for dua. So make dua then, and keep some time out at night as well to make dua as well. And maybe some resolutions, okay? So some things, some habits that you want to drop, and some, you know, habits that, some good habits that you want to add, especially in the month of Ramadan. Daily charity. Alhamdulillah, once again, we've published our fasting and charity calendar. So for each day of Ramadan, we have the fast start time, the fast breaking time. We have a charity, a recommended charity that we suggest that you donate to them for every day of Ramadan, a different charity every day, alhamdulillah. So we have 30 charities. And we also have a portion of suggested Quran reading, Quran recitation. So if you follow that schedule, inshallah, you'll actually complete one recitation, one complete khatam of the Quran, inshallah, if possible, if you're able to. So you can download that calendar also from canadamuslims.ca/Ramadan. And you can click on the fasting and charity calendar link there, and you can download it and print it if you like. You can also request a printed copy, and we will try to deliver it or mail it soon, inshallah. So just remember, my brothers and sisters, that the month of Ramadan is a limited time offer. It's a limited time offer, and you want to hit the ground running. And it might not be easy. Maybe there's lots going on in your life, perhaps. Because every single one of us has our own situations and circumstances. And not everyone may be, you know, perfectly relaxed and easy. You know, maybe you're very anxious. Maybe you have stress in your life. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove that and make it easy for you. But, you know, so everyone has their own situations and maybe there's a lot going on. But honestly, just try to do something, even if it's small. See, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what you're going through. Allah is aware of what you're feeling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what is on your mind. And you just want to have the best of intentions. And you want to have the best of intentions and some effort, even if it's small. Okay? And maybe you're not able to do something very big. But even if it's small adhkar, you know, maybe if it's tasbih, you know, that your adhkar or tasbihat that you do while you're doing your work or, you know, while you're occupied with whatever it is that you're doing, you know, always try to be engaged in dhikr, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe that is the best thing that you could do this Ramadan, okay, while you're fasting, or maybe you're not even able to fast due to health reasons, you know. So just try to improve and add something, even if it's small. You know, the small things sometimes are small for us, but they're huge in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and last Ramadan, we went through the various afkar and some of the things, you know, we can recite istighfar and other tasbihat and stuff, you know, which is subhanAllah so powerful, and there's so much reward associated with it. And especially in the month of Ramadan, you know, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a lot heavier and a lot more beneficial and blessed for us, inshallah. And if you're not able to do something that you would normally do, okay, don't despair or be sad. And I know a lot of our elders go through this because they're not able to fast. Maybe, you know, their entire lives they've fasted since they were children, but now they're not able to fast because of ill health or because they're frail, or maybe this year because of medication or because of COVID-19 or whatever the reason may be. You know, if you're not able to do something that you want to do, that you would have loved to do, something good, an ibadah or a good act, and you're not able to do it due to your circumstances, don't despair and don't be sad. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, related by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا مرض العبد أو سافر, if a servant falls ill or travels, كتب له مثل ما كان يعمل مقيما صحيحا, that the likes of what they used to do, he used to do or she used to do when he was settled and healthy, will be recorded for him. Okay, if a servant of Allah falls ill or travels, the likes of what he used to do when he was settled and healthy will be recorded for him. Okay, so whatever your practice was, if you're not able to act upon your practice of good deeds because of illness, because of travel, because of circumstances beyond your control, have hope and be assured that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you as if you were doing those or continuing to do those good acts, inshallah. Okay. So my brothers and sisters, you know, this Ramadan is a very special guest, you know, like, and I like to give you this example, because subhanAllah, sometimes when you put things in worldly terms, it just clicks for us. Right? If your employer told you that you'll get not double or triple pay for the work that you're doing, that you do on stat holidays, but you'll get 70 times more. Okay, again, I don't care how much anyone makes, but if you're getting 70 times more, everyone will be lined up and eager to work. You know, sometimes you get pay for working overtime, special pay, you know, for working in dangerous circumstances and so on. If you're getting 70 times more, like, everyone will be lined up, because who doesn't want 70 times more? Right, so, you know, the reward for good actions, according to one report, in the month of Ramadan is multiplied by 70, if not more. You know, so this is absolutely something to be excited about. Who wants to let that opportunity go? Like, honestly, if somebody was paying you, like I said, 70 times more, you know, you were getting 70 times more points, you were getting 70 times more, whatever it is that we value in this world, can you imagine what kind of pandemonium we would have? And people lining up to avail of that opportunity, right? So this is something absolutely to be excited about. You know, our prayers, inshallah, multiply by at least 70 times. You know, give $10 in charity, get rewarded for giving 700 or more, inshallah. You know, amazing. That's an amazing deal, subhanAllah. Okay, so that, along with the fact that the doors of Jannah are flung open, the doors of Jahannam, of the fire, are closed tight, you know, this is also a blessed time for us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ, when Ramadan begins, the gates of mercy, the gates of Jannah are opened. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ, the gates of hell are closed. And وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the devils are chained up. That is a time to avail of, my brothers and sisters. It is not a time to waste. It is not a time to kill or to blow. And of course, fasting prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a remedy for us so that we become people of taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And it appears to be a diet, you know, of no food and no drink and no marital relations, which it is, but also it's a diet for the soul. What is it? It's actually a diet for the soul. You know, we have diets for our bodies. We have, you know, detox for our bodies. We have workout plans for our bodies. So this is for our soul, meaning it is a means of taming our soul by depriving the nafs, the inner self, of its wants. Deprive it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose is to force it to stop from asking what it wants, you know, which it always does, and force it into the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the process, making it God-fearing, making it a nafs of taqwa. Okay, so we stop everyday wants and needs and reactions, and we just focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also a shield. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that as-siyamu junnah, fasting is a shield. Do not speak obscenities and actions of the ignorant. فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَجْهَلْ. So control yourself, control your behavior. And if if a person fights with you or curses you, then say that I am fasting, إِنِّي صَائِمْ. So remind yourself, remind them of your fasting, which is a shield against bad behavior. So let this year, my brothers and sisters, let us really try to push ourselves. Compared to last year, push ourselves a little bit more. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever fasts during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have their past sins forgiven. Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever prays during the nights in Ramadan, whoever stands in prayer during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward. So having this condition of faith, reaffirming our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking, expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, Allah will have their past sins forgiven. مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And finally, whoever passes Laylatul Qadr in prayer, stands on Laylatul Qadr with faith and seeking reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good expectations of Allah azza wa jal, will have their past sins forgiven. May Allah make us from amongst these people. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And also from amongst those who will enter through the gate, the special gate of Jannah called Ar-Rayyan, through which only those who fasted will enter on the Day of Judgment. And no one else will enter through it and will be called out. The Prophet ﷺ said, where are those who observe fasting? Where are those who observe fasting? And they will stand up. May Allah make us among those who stand up on that day. Say Ameen. And will proceed towards it. When the last of them have entered, that gate will be closed and no one will enter, no one else will enter through that gate. May Allah make us from amongst those who enter into Jannah from the gate of Ar-Rayyan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So brothers and sisters, we have 4 days to go until Ramadan. So this is the time to put together that game plan and to warm up. And one way to warm up, and probably the easiest, is by increasing our frequency of dua. Right? Because right in the verses regarding Ramadan, we find the verse about dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me and believe in me that they may be guided. So my brothers and sisters, you know, we've got 3 days packed with pre-Ramadan programs. So inshallah, tonight at 8:15 p.m., we'll have Imam Muhammad Maslah, the Imam of the Regina Mosque, Islamic Association of Saskatchewan, Regina, who will be joining us from Regina, Saskatchewan, inshallah. He'll be talking about the four best strategies of worship. This is tonight at 8:15 p.m. Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., we have a special Ramadan webinar in coordination with Masjid al-Rahma and the Arwa Mosque. So Sheikh Ismail, Imam Muhammad Suleiman, and myself, inshallah, at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. And also then tomorrow at 8:15 p.m., we'll have Sheikh Adam Isa joining us from Halifax, talking about the virtues of Ramadan. And then Sunday at 5 p.m., we have the Ramadan Balloon Dua Calendar virtual interactive tutorial for families, for children. So to join these and for everything Ramadan related, like I said, calendars, timetables, announcements, guidelines, visit our Ramadan portal, which is canadamuslims.ca/Ramadan, and you'll find all the information there. Ramadan expected to begin on Tuesday based on global moon sighting. Inshallah, the announcement to be posted Monday night, inshallah. Now, you might be feeling a bit overwhelmed, a bit anxious. So let's just take a deep breath and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever is mindful of Allah, He will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And provide for them from sources that they could never imagine. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Certainly Allah achieves His will. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah has already set a destiny for everything. My brothers and sisters, we have some sad news. The father of our sister Mahjabeen has returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Brother Mansoor Ali in India, and also Brother Samir's father, Ahmed Osman Bartal, passed away in Lebanon also not too long ago. Let us make dua for them and all of those who have returned to Allah Azza wa Jal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدلهم دارا خيرا من دارهم وأبدلهم أهلا خيرا من أهلهم وأبدلهم زوجا خيرا من زوجهم وأدخلهم الجنة وعذهم من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر لهم ارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, we are your weak and your sinning servants. Oh Allah, indeed we have sinned. Oh Allah, indeed we have gone against your commands and the guidance of your beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, please forgive us for our sins and our weaknesses, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we will be lost without your forgiveness and your guidance. Oh Allah, please guide us and forgive us, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please make us the way you want us to be, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us another opportunity to witness the blessed month of Ramadan, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we don't know which one of us will end up in hospital. Oh Allah, we don't know which one of us will get to see Ramadan or not. Oh Allah, please make us those who get to witness and to take full advantage of the blessed month of Ramadan, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please make it the very, very best Ramadan for us, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us strength and bring us closer to you, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide us to that which pleases you most and grant us the best return to you whenever it has been decreed for us, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters, more and more of our brothers and sisters who are ill. Oh Allah, especially our elder sister who has cancer, our brother and sister suffering from long-term pain and injuries, all of those who are ill, who are at risk of becoming ill, our brother Saud Alam, oh Allah, all of our brothers and sisters who are suffering from COVID-19, some of them are in very serious condition. Oh Allah, you are the protector. Oh Allah, you are the healer. Oh Allah, grant them speedy recovery. Oh Allah, please protect them from all illnesses and pain and suffering, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant ease to their loved ones in this time of worry and concern, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect us and all of our fellow human beings, especially the health professionals, the frontline workers, the teachers, the first responders, the store workers, all of the others are volunteers, and all of those who are serving others on the front lines, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah, please accept the efforts of everyone who helped our cause, or who has helped us, who is serving the deen of Allah, who is serving your deen. Oh Allah, our volunteers, especially our sisters who are running Foodie Friday. Oh Allah, our volunteers, the security managing the Friday prayers. Oh Allah, the brothers who are involved with cleaning the Musalla. Oh Allah, the brothers who are involved with renovations and all other types of work that are working to establish your house here. Oh Allah, all of those who have contributed and helped in any other way, those who are engaged in teaching children, who are engaged in educating. Oh Allah, those who are managing the zakat funds. Oh Allah, everyone who is volunteering and helping in any way. Oh Allah, please accept from them all, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please elevate their status. Oh Allah, please grant them barakah in all of their affairs. Oh Allah, please protect them and their loved ones, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain or grief and stress and anxiety. Oh Allah, please replace it with happiness and peace and joy, ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك وأنت الغني عنا. اللهم ارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا وتول أمرنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم سلمنا وسلم منا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية. اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا واصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا وأحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم واصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم إلى الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر اخواننا واخواتنا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. Brothers and sisters, those who are at home, please offer 4 rakats of dhuhr prayer. Those who are registered for Friday prayer, please come at your allotted times. May Allah keep you all safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength and protection to continue worshiping Him in the best way possible. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. See you tonight at 8.